Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and we have got the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church Choir. They're going to be singing I Know My Name. Is written there. I hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today. And then we're going to go into the message we preached on Jeremiah chapter number 10. Hope it's a blessing as you listen. Amen. I'm glad I know that my name is there. Amen. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
Jeremiah chapter number 10. The text that I'm about to read, Jeremiah the prophet of the Lord began his ministry in the 13th year of Josiah, king of Judah. His time frame was about 60 years after the life of Isaiah the prophet. In chapters 1 through 29 speak from the call of Jeremiah, and then continues his message to the first captives. His first message begins in chapter number 2, and it is to the backslidden Judah. The second message to the backslidden Judah begins in chapter number 3 and verse number 6. And then in chapter 7, we see the message that was given in the gate of the Lord's house. And I feel like this morning that the Lord had had me to focus on this message that was given at the gate of the Lord's house, at the temple gate. And I want to focus, however, just on the conclusion of the message for a little while. Chapter number 10, the Bible says, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth the tree out of the forest, the work of his, of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. In the stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Euphaz. The work of the workmen, and the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men." Notice verse 10. "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. And his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation." Let's pray. Father, this morning as we come to the very throne of grace, I look at various people this morning who've come from different places, different homes. God, I thank you for every single one of their sacrifice. God, truly every day is your day, and we ought to be in your house, Lord Jesus, when we can. Lord God, I thank you that, Lord Jesus, you've allowed this congregation to meet here this morning. Lord, I pray that the truths that's found in this section of Scripture, Lord, would come out in such a way that, Father, that they would understand and they'd leave here much different than when they came, God. Our heart is overjoyed with the Scriptures that's before us. I pray, God, that you'd help us, use us for thy glory. If there be somebody lost here today that don't know the God of heaven, I pray, Father, that you'd draw them unto yourself. I pray that you'd bring them forth this morning. We do thank you. We love you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. As we begin the investigation of this wonderful chapter, I'd like to turn your attention, if I could, to verses 1 and 2. I want you to see this morning that God desires for you and I to see that he is incomparable to the heathen. Number one, he is incomparable to the heathen. Now, I'm going to use this word incomparable this morning many times throughout the message, but I want you to understand fully what this word that I'm talking about today means. Now, if you will, please turn your attention this way and think about it this way. Our God this morning is beyond comparison. He is beyond comparison. In other words, our God is matchless. He is unequal to anything or anyone. He is incomparable, I'm going to tell you this morning, and can be compared to none other today. There is but one God, And that's the God to which we serve, amen. It's the God of the Bible, amen. There is no other gods. If you talk about a God outside of our God, you're talking about a false God, amen. He is the one and the only this morning. So I want you to know this morning that the incomparable God, our God, gives us a warning. He says, number one, He says, learn not the way of the heathen. Y'all see that? Learn not the way of the heathen. I begin to ask myself, what does that mean? Look at verse 2 with me again. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Be not dismayed. It means don't be shocked. Don't get tore up when you see the signs of the heavens. Now I begin to wonder what that was. We understand this. He said, be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Now let's think about this for just a moment. The heathens are dismayed at them. What about the weather? Today you got up and it's raining, right? Amen. There's times when the wind blows. There's times when the sun's out. Boy, it's so beautiful out there. But it gets hot. If you was the way of the heathen, this is what you would be concerned about. Now, I want you to see there. Look, y'all still in the text with me? Notice verse number 3. For the customs of the people are vain. Now, we understand that they are describing an idol god. Something that's cut out of the forest, something that's carved out. And so the customs of the people of that day was this. This is what they would do. They'd take that wood and they would carve it in such a way, and it would be, man, the sun god, they'd put it in their pocket. They'd have the wind god, they'd put it in their pocket. They'd have the rain god, they'd put it in their pocket. And so they just had a little idol god for everything about the heavens. They'd have the moons, they'd have all the different things right there. In planting time, they put their God in their pocket, amen, and yep. Say, oh, little God, little G God, bless the field so that when I plant, it'll come forth and bring forth great things. And so they had these little gods that have been carved by man. Can I say this? What do you do if you forget the rain god at the house and you're out in the middle of the field and all of a sudden the lightning storm pops up upon you and you can't reach in your pocket and you can't feel your little God no more, and you begin to say, oh, I forgot. You're in trouble, friend. What the text is saying, be not dismayed. Be not shocked. Be not torn up. Here's the deal with us. How many knows that our God controls the weather? I'm glad, listen to me, I'm glad this morning, thank God, that when the storm popped up on the Sea of Galilee and Jesus was in the boat, amen, while he was back there asleep, amen, the boat was filling up full of water, and while he was back there asleep in the back of that boat, aren't you glad God wasn't disturbed, he wasn't dismayed, he didn't catch him by surprise, he wasn't shocked by the heavens, he just stepped up out on that boat, and he said, hey, peace, be still. He didn't pull out no little carven image. He didn't pull out no little... No, Jesus just stepped up. He said, peace, be still. Wasn't dismayed one bit. And the Bible said the waters... Woo! The waters calmed. The wind ceased. Hey, why? Because the God of heaven stepped out and said, peace, be still. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In our modern day that we live in, there's a lot of people saying a lot of things. But I'm glad that our God, He controls the wind. He controls the sea. He controls the atmosphere. He controls the heavens. I'm talking about the sun, the moon, the stars. He controls that galaxy that we don't even know about. But I want you to know this. Why can He do those things? He's the creator of those things. He is incomparable to any other little g-god. God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.